Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, I'm Carol Vorderman, and welcome to our Easter Monday, which of course means I have a brand new week of Perfect 10 for you. Hooray! As you probably know by now, I'll be here every day this week with 10 head-scratching puzzles, teasers and questions to educate, to entertain and to irritate the life out of you, even though it's Easter. There are 50 points in total by Friday available, so you will get a score out of 50. And it only takes some minutes every day, so what will be your score by the end of this Easter week? 10 questions, 10 points, all done in just 10 minutes. Right, it's quiz time. Do you think you can start the week with a perfect 10 score? Well, it's time to find out. Here come your questions for this fine Easter Monday. Question one is your starter for a perfect 10, and today we're having fun with flags. So, how many different colours are on the national flag of Greece? Picture the flag, count the colours, give me the answer, you'll get a point. Question two is clues in the news. You're about to hear a fictional news report which contains clues to a 1983 UK top 10 single, but can you work out which one it is? Here comes our fictional news report.
A new bar has taken the unusual step of giving drinks away for free. The venue has a blue lagoon and soft white sands, and members may also get the opportunity to brush shoulders with the stars.
So, using the clues in that report, can you figure out the famous song I'm after? Question three and Carol Lateral Thinking. Please work out the answer to this word-based question. Which word can come after the word glass and before the word bank to make two new phrases? What do you think that word could be? It comes after glass and before bank to make two new phrases. Remember, on Perfect 10, you can always pause or rewind at any point if you feel like you need some extra time. It really isn't cheating because I rattle through these questions at high speed. Now, moving on to question four and our memory round. Please pay close attention to this following clip and I'll ask you a related question.
Right, here is our plan for tomorrow morning. We are going to leave the house at 9:20 a.m, then walk to the bus stop at the end of Kingston Street, where we will catch the number 46 bus, which comes every 12 minutes. We will take the bus into town, which should take about 25 minutes, and then we need to catch the number 21 that will take us to the train station. At the train station, we need to go to platform 2, and catch the 10:40 a.m. train and get off at the third stop, the airport. Once we get to the airport, we need to check in. Our flight doesn't leave until 1:30 p.m, so hopefully that should give us plenty of time to have some lunch, grab a drink and have a browse around the shops before flying to Lisbon.
So, we went to the airport and I hope that you were listening closely because here comes your question. What time are they leaving the house tomorrow morning? All of the information was in the clip, but can you remember it? Can you find the answer to that question? What time are they leaving the house tomorrow morning? Questions 5, 6, and 7 are all part of a group we call the three Fs. The frivolous, the familiar, and the fun rounds. Common knowledge questions about popular culture and the world around us. Here's question 5. The cafe Roy's Rolls regularly features in which British soap opera? Hopefully that's a nice, easy start to today's three Fs. Question 6, and it's time for a drink. Which brand is famously associated with the slogan, probably the best lager in the world? Which brand does that slogan represent? Question 7, The Engine Burglar and Saviours of the Train are chapters in which book by E. Nesbitt? are there clues in those chapter titles, The Engine Burglar and Saviours of the Train. Question 8. Time for two in, two out. So get ready to change two letters in a word to create a new word. Which two letters can you change in the word theme, T-H-E-M-E, to make a part of the body? Swap those letters, find that body part. Question 9 is, I know this, and today it's Mystery Year Monday. The first London Marathon took place in which year? Even if you don't think you know, it's always worth having a guess with these questions. The first London Marathon took place in which year? Well, here we are already at our final question of the day, and it's time for the first anagram of the week. Which Will Smith movie is an anagram of blank mince? Blank, B-L-A-N-K, mince, M-I-N-C-E. Can you find the name of that famous film? And there you have it. That's the first quiz of the week done and dusted. Heck, well done for playing along and for getting your brain working. Answers coming up. But before that, please don't forget to follow or subscribe so you don't miss tomorrow's podcast as soon as it drops. It will then be downloaded automatically. 10 questions, 10 points, 10 minutes. But have you started the week with a perfect 10 score? Let's find out. Here come the answers.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Question 1 and your starter for a perfect 10 was this. How many different colours are on the national flag of Greece? And the answer is there are two colours, and they are blue and white. The national flag of Greece consists of 9 stripes plus a cross in the left-hand corner, and it was adopted as the country's national flag in 1978. Question 2 was our clues in the news, and we were looking for a famous song hidden in this fictional news report. So what was the name of the song?
A new bar has taken the unusual step of giving drinks away for free. The venue has a blue lagoon and soft white sands, and members may also get the opportunity to brush shoulders with the stars.
Well, the song I was looking for was Club Tropicana by Wham! Question 3, Carol Lateral Thinking, and today it was a wordy one. Which word can come after the word glass and before the word bank to make two new phrases? And the word I'm looking for is the word bottle. Glass bottle and bottle bank. Very well done if you managed to work that one out. Question 4 was our memory round, and we were planning a trip to the airport. I asked you, what time are they leaving the house tomorrow morning? And the answer from the clip is 9:20 in the morning. And I do hope they caught their flight. Question 5, the beginning of the three Fs. The cafe Roy's Rolls regularly features in which British soap opera? The answer is, of course, Coronation Street, or Corrie, as most of us call it. It's owned by the character Roy Cropper, and in the show its current address is 12 Rosamond Street. Question 6 was about a very famous slogan. Which brand is famously associated with the slogan, probably the best lager in the world? And the answer is Carlsberg. Question 7 was about a childhood book. The Engine Burglar and Saviours of the Train are chapters in which book by E. Nesbitt? Do you know your novels? The answer is The Railway Children. In 1905, The Railway Children was serialised in The London Magazine before being published as a book. Question 8, time for two in, two out. Which two letters can you change in the word theme to make a part of the body? Well, if you change the first letter E to a U and the second letter E to a B, you get a thumb, T-H-U-M-B. Question 9, I know this, but did you? The first London Marathon took place in which year? Well, it was relatively recently. The first London Marathon took place in 1981. The first event was held on the 29th of March of that year, and just over 7,000 people took part. The women's race was won by Britain's Joyce Smith, and the men's race was jointly won by the American Dick Beardsley and the Norwegian Inge Simonsen, and they crossed the finishing line holding hands. And finally, question 10 was our anagram. Which Will Smith movie is an anagram of blank mince? And the answer is Men in Black, which also starred Tommy Lee Jones. The film was loosely based on a comic book series that was first published in 1990. And Will and Tommy went on to star in two sequels before a new cast took over for the 2019 movie Men in Black International. So how did you do? Did you score a perfect 10 today? Well done if you did. It's quite tricky to get 10 out of 10. Remember, though, to subscribe to our podcast if you haven't already. And please follow us on social media so you don't miss out on any of our bonus visual questions. Thank you so much for playing along with me today. I'll be back tomorrow with a whole new day of questions, brain teasers and puzzles. So please do join me then. I'm Carol Vorderman. That was my perfect 10 for you. I really do hope you have a perfect Easter Monday. Perfect 10 is produced by Talent Bank as part of the Acast Creator Network. Head over to shows.acast.com/perfect10 for more information.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.